Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One of the frustrations of winter storms is this. You shovel, shovel, shovel all day long, and you've more than earned a pizza, but how are you going to get it? The roads are miserable and everything's closed. So what's a hungry guy supposed to do? Well, Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School has perfected the answer. Do-it-yourself pizza.
Yeah, I think, and you know, this has actually become one of the most popular classes at the school is the pizza class. I mean, everybody wants to learn how to make pizza. I mean, it's really all about, you know, the crust, I think, right? Because you can certainly go and buy pre-made crusts in the supermarket, but I don't think you even get close to the quality product that you're going to get if you're doing it at home.
Oh, yeah.
The only problem is there is some pre-planning involved. This is not a project you could do on the spur of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
These are yeast leavened doughs, so they need to rise after you mix them. And the great pizza crusts, the thin crusts, we let go in the refrigerator for 3 days.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, and there's two basic types. We have thin crust and deep dish pizza. The major difference between the doughs is the amount of oil. Thin crust pizzas have a very little bit of a couple tablespoons of olive oil. The deep dish pies per crust have about a half a cup of oil.
Wow.
And that gives that crust that deep fried texture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's supposed to be brown and crispy on the outside. But for thin crust doughs, after you mix the dough, we let it rise for 6 hours at room temperature, punch it down, and then put it 3 days in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And this 3-day-long ferment gives you a really rich, lovely taste.
Is there special equipment involved?
So pan versus stone, obviously, right? I think for deep dish, there are great pans out there. They're about an inch and a half rimmed pan, and they have holes, perforations in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to put that on a stone, but... I think doing the thin crust pizza, you really want to do it on a stone. I mean, obviously, not all of us have the luxury of an 800-degree domed pizza oven in our kitchen.
Yeah.
But you can get close by buying some of these ceramic stones. Look for one that's as large as can fit in your oven and as thick as you can buy, because the bigger and thicker, the more heat they hold, and the better you're going to get this pizza to cook in your oven.
What temperature are we talking?
As high as your oven goes. I mean, the ideal temperature is 800 degrees. No one has an oven that can do that.
Right.
But, you know, if you put the stone in, give it about an hour to heat up at as high as your oven goes, whether it's 500 or 550, you're going to get pretty close.
Now, I'm assuming that there's a couple ways of going with the sauce and the ingredients, which are easy.
Yeah, of
course. You can make your own, or there's plenty of store-bought.
Yeah, and you know, the big sort of decision is the red sauce version or something else. You know, and I have a lot of friends who like the something else, whether it's pesto or garlic cream or just brushing the crust with the good olive oil to start as your base.
Yeah.
That's a cool choice. And sauces, you can, you know, make a quick tomato sauce, or again, there's some good product out there, pre-made sort of higher end stuff that's great.
What are some of the toppings that you really like using?
I mean, I'm an anchovy guy. I know that's not going to attract a lot of proponents, but I think that anchovies make a great pizza. Certainly, all sorts of great sliced meats. And then for me, it's mushrooms, onions, and olives.
That's
what I do all the time.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to make some of those and reward ourselves for all that shoveling.
And we'll put recipes for these crusts on the website so you can make them at home.
That's great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.